A retired couple from Brooklyn, New York, came up with a way to help the children of Zimbabwe. The idea came to Sherry Salzberg and Mark Grasha when they visited Southern Africa 5 years ago.
Mark, being a retired teacher, and I working in maternal and child health, were particularly interested in visiting schools, and we discovered that certainly in the southern part of Zimbabwe, they had nothing. They had no textbooks, no teaching supplies, no school supplies for the children. And immediately, once we saw that, we decided that maybe there was something we could do.
Having been a teacher for 35 years, I had strong memories of huge dumpsters full of thousands and thousands of math books and English books that schools discarded. It became very clear that it would become possible to transport these books to Zimbabwe. We go into a school and we say to each department, do you have books that you no longer use? They give that to us. They give 20,000 textbooks, 10,000 children's books, lots of sports equipment, toiletries. Right now we're collecting bicycles. We put it on trucks ourselves with help, and we deliver it to the schools.
And we were able to see children reading, sitting under a tree, suddenly having books to read, a library to take books from, with pencils and paper, writing their assignments out. It was astounding. In one school, a woman came over to tell me that school had received some of the sneakers that were discarded at one of the high schools in New York. And she came to me to say that she was raising her orphan nephew. He had not had shoes in 2 years, and today was the first day that he had walked to school wearing his sneakers, and she just wanted to thank me.
Just imagine that these schools are very rural. Some of them are like 3 hours away from any town. They have no electricity and basically no books, a lot of these schools. So imagine all of a sudden you deliver hundreds and hundreds of books. Take 200 National Geographic, and kids who have never really watched TV suddenly see what the world is like through all these books. One of the other things that we did not think about or realize, a lot of the kids there were not playing sports because they only owned one outfit. So they would not play sports in fear of, getting it dirty, tearing it. But now that they have the uniforms, what they call uniforms, T-shirts and shorts and sneakers, they will play sports, join teams, and the enthusiasm is, very, very high. For me, it just leaves me sky high. It fills me up. I don't know.
Absolutely. It just makes you feel that whether you've helped one child or 10 or 18,000, as we seem to be doing with this project, just that you can have an impact, a positive impact on these children's lives and on their communities.
I can tell you this touching little thing. Someone had donated 200 suits for us to bring up there. And again, we took them because somebody donated them. We didn't really think very much about the consequences. But the suits were incredibly popular. And we went to one school, and they had a very nice principal there who showed us around, and it was a wonderful visit. And as we were about to leave, well, the principal motions to me to come over. And he informs me that he's retiring at the end of the month. And I said, wow, that's wonderful. Congratulations. You must be so proud. You did a wonderful job. And he says, no. He says, I'm retiring at the end of the month. Does this mean I don't get a suit? He was so concerned that he wouldn't get one of the suits. So I reassured him that absolutely he'll get a suit.
Mark Grasha and Sherry Salzberg recently sent shipment number 6 to Zimbabwe. You can find a link to their organization, U.S. Africa Children's Fellowship, at theworld.org. The Grasha story comes to us courtesy of Tony Khan, the host of Public Radio's Morning Stories.